Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon, and welcome to episode 4 of A Young Lion's Journey, the podcast where I discuss my journey through therapy and do my very best to break the stigma of just being able to discuss mental health in a much more proper manner. As you know, I am Zachary Ruzicka, aka Mr. YOP himself, from Wrestle Addict Radio. And before I get into today's episode, I want to make sure and let y'all know that make sure you check out the family of Wrestle Addict Radio across the board. My boy Fretz with WrestleMania Podcast on Fridays, talking about the Ruthless Aggression era of WWE. My boy Nate the Effing Great talking about TNA with his Brace for Impact podcast on every single Tuesday. Make sure you check that out. And of course, the three best motherfuckers that anybody could know, the trio known as the Kings of the Rings podcast, Asian K Murphy, Willie T, aka Will Tara Shook, and of course King Ricky Rose, our humble, modest general manager of Wrestle Addict Radio. Make sure you check out the family of Wrestle Addict Radio on Wrestle Addict Radio, the cure for the common wrestling podcast. So I want to talk a little bit about relationships, and I'm sure we all know someone that, you know, thinks they know a little bit about relationships and all that stuff, but more than likely, often than not, they don't, which is why I'm in therapy. I digress. But one thing I want to talk about, and what I had discussed with my therapist today, this week, is rebuilding trust and figuring out ways, you know, to rebuild the trust in your relationships. Because we all know at times, and there's going to be a time in the relationship where, you know, one person, you know, loses trust in the other, you know. And, you know, especially if, like myself, you know, I've been in a bit of a funk for the past few months. And, you know, I wasn't allowing myself to be present in the relationship. And, so it's a really tough time right now, and I'm not going to get further into it because that's my business, not yours. And we got to respect those boundaries. We'll talk a little bit about boundaries as well today, but mainly it's, you know, you think to yourself, how in the hell can I rebuild this trust in my relationship? How can I get my partner to be able to trust me again and have that full trust in me like they used to, you know, when things were good? And to me, relationships are like waves. You know, you see it on like diagrams and all that stuff. They always go, it's always, you know, there's ups and downs in every relationship. They're easy to get in, but very hard to maintain if you're not doing it right. And if you hear in the background some cutting going on, that's Miss YOP actually, you know, working on a little bit of a project we got going on. I hope maybe one day I'll actually take a picture of it and post it. I don't know yet, but, you know, we're still in the process of doing so. But she has, it's a really, really good idea on her end. I think it's going to look really cool when all is said and done. And shout out to Miss YOP one time for the folk. But the biggest thing that I'm doing is trying to rebuild trust in my relationship. And, you know, most of the time, a lot of us don't know how to get back into the good graces of their partner. You know, you try this thing, doesn't work. Try something else, doesn't work. But the thing is, it's consistency. But the thing with my therapist and I talked about, he actually was thinking about me last week, which I do appreciate. And he gave me a little bit of a list. And I'm not going to give you the whole thing because this is actually my homework for this week coming up. But I'll give you a couple things that could actually maybe help out your relationship. And, I mean, full disclaimer, I am not a relationship expert by any fucking means, which is why I am actually in therapy to try to help my relationship out and make it better and get it back into the good graces of what it used to be. Because I'm not even gonna lie to y'all, Miss YLP is a solid woman. She is a great woman. I love her to death. She's taught me a lot, just in life in general and about myself, that maybe I didn't recognize about myself. And she's one of the three people that, you know, recognize maybe I needed to go to therapy. So before I even get into these couple of things, I want to thank her very, very, very much for encouraging me to go to therapy, because there's some things I knew I had to actually unpack about myself. But there's three key ones I think that are very, very vital in rebuilding trust, and I had them starred because I think, at least to me, they're the three most important. The first one, build a personal connection. And what my therapist was telling me about this is that if you, and this is a really big thing in relationships that a lot of people don't recognize until it's too late. Say you're, you know, talking to your partner or whatever, and you divulge some very vulnerable information that most people don't know about, but you feel like you can trust this person with that information you're giving to them. And say maybe a few months down the line or so, you two are in an argument about something and that person brings it up. You lose trust in that person. One of my biggest things, and I'm really learning to allow Miss YLP in a lot more, is that I've personally had information be used against me in an argument or something of that nature. I'm not going to say who has used it against me because, again, that's my business, not yours. But I'm sure at one point or another, you know, we've had someone use our information against us. And that hurts like hell. It's like it's death by a thousand cuts, basically. And it's hard for a person to have trust in their partner, in their boyfriend, in their girlfriend, or whoever they with, and being able to even try to share information, because now, if I can't trust you with this information that I've had for a while, how can I trust you with every other piece of information I got? And so the one thing is building a personal connection, being able to divulge very vulnerable information about yourself, and knowing and trusting that that person isn't going to actually use it against you. You know, that's the biggest thing, is that that's a deal breaker for a lot of people in relationships, and that can really crush relationships because of it, because you're not fighting fair. You know, if you're in an argument or whatever, you know, or you're having a serious conversation, don't bring up shit about someone else's past, especially if it's something that is very, very vulnerable that they're trusting you with, you know, and really being able to think, I trust you with this information. I hope you don't use it against me. And that was one of my biggest things. And I admitted that to Miss YLP, is that, you know, I've had information weaponized against me and I didn't like it. And I lost trust in that person because of it. But it's also understanding that being able to have that trust in someone, and don't be resistant to not telling somebody that, because that helps your relationship grow. If you really break it down to brass tacks, being able to divulge information like that is very vital, and being able to trust that person with that is even more vital. So, you know, build that personal connection, but please don't use that. If your boyfriend, your girlfriend, you know, your partner comes to you with some information that, you know, that is very, very making themselves very vulnerable to you, don't ever bring that up and weaponize it, because then that person will lose a good amount of trust in you and think to themselves, wow, if I can't tell my partner this, you know, there's not much else I can actually tell them. So build that personal connection and be able to be vulnerable with that person, but also knowing if they're vulnerable with you, don't use that against them. I mean, yes, anything you do or say can be used against you in a court of law, but in terms of relationships, that does not apply. Keep that in mind. The second one is take blame and give credit. And I know there's a lot of, and this is also a thing in a relationship that a lot of people do, at least from what I've heard and seen on, you know, the social medias, which I'm trying to, you know, lessen my time with, and all that. But taking blame and giving credit, you know, except when you're wrong. Admit when you messed up. Admit, you know, when you're wrong. Take responsibility for what you have done. But when it comes to, you know, a person, you know, doing something fantastic, you know, give credit where credit is due. You know, if your man got a promotion at work, you know, give credit to him where credit is due. Baby, I know how much you worked hard. I know you've been working hard to get this promotion. I know you've been working a lot more than you usually do, but I know how much that getting that promotion meant to you and that you got it, you know, let's celebrate type of thing, you know. But it's basically holding yourself accountable, but also celebrating people's wins is the best way I can honestly explain it. And, you know, that's a big thing, you know. You know, say, you know, Miss YLP, you know, got a good job and all that stuff. You know, I'm going to give her credit where credit is due because I know how much that getting that position meant to her. And, you know, and you know, I let her know. I'm proud of you. You know, if we're working on a project, I let her know, hey, you know, if we're working on yard work or whatever, like, baby, you did a great job today. I'm proud of you. You know, it's that encouragement. You know, it's just that. It's that big thing. It's just that really big, you know, boost. It's just like my partner sees me. You know, I feel seen. You know, because at times we can be in relationships and a person can feel invisible in a relationship. And, you know, the last thing you want them to do is not feel seen by their own partner that they usually are with almost every single day or they see like often. So take blame when you need to, accept when you are wrong, hold yourself accountable. But also, you know, if someone does, if your partner does something good, you know, give them credit for it. You know, you don't have to like, you know, throw a party for them or nothing, but just like, hey, you know, hey, let's go have some drinks. You know, I'm proud of you for doing X. You know what I mean? So take blame and give credit. And the last one I think is the really most important thing. Live up to your commitments. This was probably one of the biggest ones that my therapist and I were talking about, is living up to your commitments. If there is something that, you know, your partner is asking of you, or you're going to, you know, you let them know, hey, I'm going to do it. You know, I got to, you know, can you, you know, think of something, you know, with your man or your lady or whoever you with. And, you know, babe, I need you to, you know, could you go possibly get my dry cleaner or something like that, or something of that nature? Because it's very, you know, it's something important that they need to do, and you don't do it. Well, that's going to be, you know, a little bit of trust lost. You know what I'm saying? My big thing is just, you know, I've taken on a lot of responsibility in doing the chores in the house. You know, and my main thing is, you know, making sure the kitchen's clean, because I usually do a lot of the cooking in the house, and so it's vital for me to be able to make sure that kitchen is clean and it doesn't look like a goddamn pigsty, you know what I'm saying? And it's some, when you do things like that, when you live up to your commitments, you know, and that person, your partner will tell you, you know, they won't say it out loud, but they'll think to themselves, I can trust that person. You know, they can live up to their commitments. You know, they can live up, you know, if I know I need them to do something that I'm not able to do in that moment, I know they got me. You know what I'm saying? You know, And that's a really, really, really big thing. Is just, and then you can use that in anything in life. It's not just you know the person that you're with. It's everything: your job, friendships, all that. If you live up to your commitments, you get your trust. People can trust that you can get that done. That's a really big thing, you know, is living up to your commitments. And so that's a little bit of my homework. But one other one that I really thought was, you know, two I'll put out there. Be willing to learn and improve. That's another big one. Be open-minded. Trust your person's opinion if you know that it's a better opinion than theirs. You understand what I'm saying? If you come up to them, you're like, hey, I want to bounce something off you quick, and they maybe have a better idea, trust it. If you know it's better than what you got, trust it. Trust their opinion. You know, not every opinion is going to be the best opinion, and you have every right to say, I don't think that's going to work. But, you know, if you know that their idea is a little bit better than, you know, is better than yours, run with it. You know, and then the key is, letting them know about it. It's like, hey, you know, like say you got a meeting, right? And you have this really good idea for the meeting or whatever. And your partner comes up to you and is like, hey, what if... maybe instead of, you know, putting this there, why don't you do this? And you look at it, you're like, you know what? That's a really solid idea. I think I might run with that and see how it goes. And if it works out, That's when it goes back to what I was saying before. Give credit. It's like, hey, you know, I had the meeting today. I actually thought about your idea. I wrote it down. All that stuff, brought it up, and they love the idea. You know, encourage them. You know, show appreciation. And the other one, which I think a lot of people, should do in relationships is true transparency. Be honest. Even if the truth hurts, be honest about it. Be transparent. Show complete, timely, and accurate information. You know, one example that my therapist came up with is, if your ex calls you out of the fucking blue, and me personally, the second you become my ex, you are persona non grata, and you are excommunicated from the Church of YLP. But that's another story for another day, and we ain't talking about that right now. But let them know about that. Say, hey, you know, just wanted to let you know my ex called me. My ex hit me up about something. You know, I didn't want to keep him in the dark about it, because if you do keep him in the dark about it and they find out on their own, then it becomes a whole different type of situation you don't want in the first place. Be transparent with your partner. Being transparent is key. And I think that's a vital thing. Actually, I'm going to put a star next to that right there. Be open. Be open with your partner. Be open with who you're with. Because at the end of the day, the way I see Miss YLP is just like, if the Great War starts, I want her right by my side. I don't want her anywhere else. I don't want her to be on the enemy side. I want her to be on my side, you know? So that is a little bit of my homework that I'm going to do this week, and I'll give a full report next week and let y'all know how that goes. But those are a couple of things that if you're in a relationship right now and you feel like there's some trust that has been lost and you may have been the reason that caused it, try these things out. I personally would love to hear what you guys, you know, are going through. Maybe you're going through something, maybe you're hearing this and you're thinking, maybe this is something I need to be doing, you know. Let me know about it. I even say it with the YLP podcast. It'll be coming back soon. I promise you. I'm just trying to sort my shit out. Alright? I ain't dead. Mr. YLP ain't dead. Mr. YLP's just on vacation right now. Zach's here to talk to y'all right now. But that's the thing, you know. It's those things that can really help your partner rebuild trust in you. And if you build personal connection, you know, if you take if you take blame and give credit, you know, if you're living up to your commitments, or at least start to, you know, if you're willing to learn and improve and being open-minded to, you know, ideas for your partner, if you're transparent, it goes a long way. So hopefully, you know, and this is actually my homework. I'm actually giving y'all my homework for the week. Just in case for y'all who may not be in therapy or anything like that, yes, there is homework, and yes, you have to do it. You do not skimp on the homework. You just fucking do it. So hopefully that might help. But before I leave y'all today, we started getting into boundaries. And there's going to be more that are going to be talked about next week. And there's three types of boundaries that we talked about today. And I didn't get into fully healthy boundaries, but I will look it up. So that way we are all on the same page. Yada, yada, yada. Okay. Do, do, do. Healthy boundaries in general. I just want to have it up. But, do, do, do. Trust me, there's a lot more boundaries than the three I'm about to tell you. So the three boundaries that we talked about today, are rigid boundaries, poor boundaries, and healthy boundaries. Healthy being the most important of the three, but everybody's got a few of these boundaries, and some may you not even know about. Rigid boundaries are people who don't trust boundaries. You know what I'm saying? You know, you avoiding intimacy in close relationships, unlikely to ask for help. You know, you only have like a few close relationships, but in those few close relationships, you still may seem detached from those people. You know what I'm saying? You're very protective of personal information. That's what rigid boundaries are. I guarantee you this may be something that has come up for you. Feel me? So that's rigid boundaries. Poor boundaries are people oversharing personal information to people that they don't know. And that's a really big one, I think, for a lot of people, in having poor boundaries. you know, when you're, you know, it's someone, say when, you know, you're working with somebody you just met and you're just giving, you're just spilling out your guts. Possibly that may be used against you in the court of public opinion, and you may be seen differently in the eyes of those you work with. You know, I guarantee you there is maybe one or two people that you have worked with, known, or anything like that, who you just met, and they're just giving you their everything. And you know their life story before the shift end. Feel me? You know, but another poor boundary is difficulty saying no. I have a difficulty saying no to things, because at times I am a people pleaser. But, you know, there is to a point where you can say no to things. Because not being able to say no to things is having poor boundaries. Because then you're going to resent yourself for actually doing something you know you didn't want to do in the first place. Being over-involved with other people's problems. That OPP. Just a different version of it. Yeah, you know me. I learned this a few years ago. I did it a lot at my last job that I worked at. And which was, you know, anything that was going on, if it didn't have to do with me or the department I worked at, I don't want to hear about it. That ain't none of my damn business. So being able, you know, if somebody, you know, if there's opinion, you know, there's talk going around and they give you your opinion and skate out and go back to what you was doing before. That's all you need to do. You know. So though that's poor boundaries, you know. Being able, you know, because we all at some point have had poor boundaries and all this stuff, myself included, and I can easily admit that. And I'm taking accountability for that for sure. Now, healthy boundaries, heading over to positivepsychology.com, and I think my boy Ricky would be proud of me for actually looking at some psychology shit. Healthy boundaries define what is appropriate behavior in our relationships, behavior that keeps parties safe. Setting healthy boundaries is crucial for self-care and positive relationships. You know, so examples of healthy boundaries, you know, influencing, being able to have a good emotional health, avoidance of burnout, knowing, having a developed identity, developed autonomy, good mental health, you're able to influence others' behavior, but in a good way, being able to decline anything you don't want to do, expressing your feelings responsibly, being able to talk about your experiences honestly, replying in the moment. You know, addressing problems directly with other people involved rather than with a third party. Making your expectations clear rather than assuming people will figure them out. So those are healthy boundaries. And actually, I might actually read this article a little bit more in my off time. Because there's apparently a lot of fucking boundaries. And I'll be talking about that with my therapist next week about that. But, you know, at the end of the day, especially in relationships, you have to have boundaries as well. If you're rebuilding trust in your relationship, hopefully what I've talked about in today's episode has, you know, helps you out. And I'd love to hear about it. How can you tell me about it? Well, you can hit me up with a voice message over at anchor.fm/younglionsperspective. And you can also hit me up with an email over at younglionsperspective@gmail.com. Be honest with yourself. Be transparent. Rebuild that personal connection. Be able to be vulnerable with, you know, with your partner. Live up to your commitments. If you say you're going to do something, make sure you damn well take care of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Take blame. Give credit. Hopefully, and most importantly, be humble. Be humble. You know, be willing to learn and improve. Be open-minded about things. If there's an opinion that your partner gives you that you know is better than your idea, run with it and see what happens. Hopefully this episode helps you in a little bit of a way. Again, if you have any comments, questions, concerns, or opinions about today's episode, do not hesitate to hit me up with a voice message over at anchor.fm/younglionsperspective or with an email over at younglionsperspective@gmail.com. My name is Zachary Rizika. This has been episode 4 of A Young Lion's Journey. I hope you guys have a great, fantastic week. Be awesome. Be great. Be excellent. Chase excellence. Don't chase perfection. See you guys around next week. See ya.